The Christmas budgeting sale is officially here. From Monday, November 13th through Sunday, November 19th, you can get 20% off of a financial strategy session. These sessions bring financial transformation in just 1 hour. A financial strategy session isn't just another way to budget, but a way to transform your life. In just one session, you will find yourself creating habits and setting in place small changes that will get you closer to sticking to your budget. And by continuing these sessions, you will find yourself shedding financial stress, sticking to your budget, and finding yourself able to focus on your family over your finances. Gone will be the fear of not being able to buy groceries for your family. Gone will be the fear of needing more income to live on one income. Gone will be the living paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that you have been stuck in. And you can get this amazing opportunity at 20% off during the Christmas budgeting sale by going to calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. But that's not it. If you book a financial strategy session with me during the Christmas budgeting sale, you will have email and Voxer access to me for a whole week. This is your opportunity to get your questions answered that come up after the call and to get the accountability to support you through the hard transformational work. And with the Christmas budgeting sale, you will get a bonus clarity call with me. I'm not going to leave you hanging as we go through this week creating your Christmas budget and not give you an opportunity to get some support in setting it up. On this 30-minute call, you will have the opportunity to get my assistance in setting up your Christmas budget or your Christmas spending plan so that you can enjoy the Christmas season, creating joyful memories instead of a stressful December. This amazing opportunity is only available from November 13th through Sunday, November 19th. Don't miss out on the Christmas budgeting sale where you get 20% off a financial strategy session plus a clarity call. Let's create your habits and systems together so that you can focus on your family over your finances. Again, you can get all of this by going to calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. I'm going to say that again. That's calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. Or you can find the link in the show notes as well. Now, let's get started with day 3 on the Christmas budgeting series. Hey, Mama, welcome back to the Christmas budgeting series on the One Income Family podcast. The past 2 days have been so great, helping you to open your eyes to the amount that you've spent in the past and then using that to set up this year's Christmas budget. Well, today in the Christmas budgeting series, we are going to get a little less practical and a little more emotional. I think it's so important to remember the meaning of Christmas and to create an atmosphere in the home that's slower and able to focus on the more meaningful traditions or soon-to-be traditions that you as a family do. I want you to mull over today's episode and really think about what you and your Christmas, what you want it to look like, and use that goal, or better said, maybe mission, to tweak your budget, to tweak your schedule and your whole idea of Christmas so that you are focused on the meaning of Christmas rather than the marketing of Christmas. So go grab some yummy hot chocolate, curl up by the fire if you have one. I mean, in my case, it's imaginary and wishful, right? And let's get it. Alrighty, so I want to start out with the meaning of Christmas. And I'm sure that you know where this is going, that, you know, it's about God and the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's just so impactful. But I know that it can be so easy to be swayed and to just really dive into the traditions that, you know, the world has created of Christmas. And I know it's super fun. I love like Christmas parties and ugly sweater contests and stuff like that. I think it's super fun and it's okay to do, but it can be so easy to get so into that and so focused on the material things that we don't really think about or remember the true meaning of Christmas. And I think that it's really important to sit down, especially when you're looking at your budget, and to really just think about the true meaning of Christmas, to think about what it is that you want your true, what you want your Christmas to look like. Do you want it to look more Christ-centered, or do you, are you okay with it being more focused on worldly things? Like, what is it that you want? And I just really think that it's super important to remember, especially if you went, well, I know you've got young kids, or you did at one point in time, to really share that meaning of Christmas. And sometimes, like I said, when we get into the hubbub of things, we can focus so much on Santa, on those ugly Christmas sweaters, on the cookie parties and such, that we forget to really tell the true meaning of Christmas to our children. And I am right there with you. I've done it myself. I know that, you know, Santa is a big thing, and I love the spirit of Santa, the fact that it's all about giving. But again, the world has focused it more on receiving rather than giving, which is, I'll talk about later on. But I really want to start with the story of Jesus Christ and how, you know, I believe that the spirit of giving, and I'm sure there's a big historical thing out there as to how giving came to be, but I believe that the biggest gift given to us and the greatest example of giving is Jesus Christ. Like, God gave us his son to sacrifice himself for us. And that's like the biggest gift you can possibly receive. And it's amazing. And then to go on and get further into it, Jesus was the biggest gift, but he also was the biggest giver here on earth. Like, if you go and read the whole New Testament, you see him, no, it wasn't during Christmas, but you see him giving all the time. Like, all the miracles that he did were gifts to the people that needed them. It's healing the blind, healing the sick, you know, turning water into wine. Yes, they were amazing miracles, but they were also gifts. And so I think it's super important that we get our gift giving from him. We think about when we go and we give a gift, we need to think about how Jesus would do it, to really understand the meaning of it, to really get out of the marketing of the world, to get away from, you know, giving being a way as, oh, I give you a gift, now you have to give me one, to get away from that. And I know last episode when I talked about like setting up a budget and being okay with moving money around inside of the budget, I talked about how sometimes we feel obligated to give gifts to people who gave us a gift. And that's not the case. Like, when we look at Jesus, Jesus was just giving and giving and giving, expecting nothing in return. I mean, in all reality, could we really give him anything as miraculous as he was able to give us, right? And so it's not about the receiving. And I feel like the world has made it more about the receiving, more about giving the most expensive gift over, you know, something that's actually meaningful. Now, if something they actually need is expensive, that's a totally different situation. But we just really need to put the heart of Christmas back into Christmas. And that's what I really wanted to hit today. That's really why I wanted to talk about this episode, because this can sway your budget so much. It can sway your thinking. It can sway your schedule and what it is that you do. And I think that it can be so impactful for your Christmas, making it more meaningful, making it more purposeful, and so much more. Okay, so I'm going to dive into my tips that I have for this, or my areas that I really want to focus on in this area of thought, right? Okay, so point number one is I want you to start focusing on serving and giving rather than receiving, and not only just for yourself mentally, because it's spiritually, it can like immensely change you. If you have a heart change, if you have a mind change, it can make your Christmas so much more meaningful, so much more joyful, because you are giving instead of receiving. And when you receive, it's so much more meaningful, because you don't have a heart of, well, I gave you something, you better give me something, or you're giving them all great things, well, why didn't you give me something as awesome as that, right? we need to shift our thinking there and just be focused more on the giving than the receiving to really understand that. And I think a great tradition that I just found, it came from a blog that I was reading, and I think you'd really like to read this, so I'm going to put it in the show notes because it's a great read. It's actually kind of where my idea came for this episode, so I don't want to take all full credit of what it is that I'm talking about because, you know, it's been really great to read this blog. So definitely go check it out because you can get more great ideas from it. But one thing that they brought in as a tradition is called RACK, I believe is what it is. So it's RACK, which stands for Random Acts of Christmas Kindness. That's what it is. And, you know, they just go around doing all these random things, giving people that they know, people that they don't know, awesome giving. It's kind of like the whole when you're standing in line and you pay it forward kind of system. But I think that that would be a great thing to start doing to really help you shift that idea of it's all about me to it's all about them and what can I do for them and what are their needs instead of what gift can I give them? How can I spend my money on them? You know, I just really want to help shift your thinking when it comes to setting up your budget and serving and giving and doing things for other people because your budget really can show your heart. It can show what your priorities are. It can show like what it is that you want to do. And I know that you don't want to be selfish or self-centered, which Christmas can like bring out the worst in us. We can very easily be swayed to be focused on ourselves, to be like, hey, there's a sale going on. I really want that. So I'm going to spend my money and get it for me instead of, you know, giving to other people. And yeah, I mean, maybe you're saving up for Black Friday. I know there's a lot of times where I'm like, okay, I want to buy this, but I know I can get it at a cheaper rate for on Black Friday, which is okay if you're planning for it. But if you're using your Christmas money that you have set up to give to other people, then I really want you to think about that and think hard about it. Is this a random thought, an impulse buy, something that you just want to get right now? Or is it something that you've been contemplating over, mulling over, planning over, saving up for it? Then go for it because, you know, getting things that you need too are important. But I just don't want you to use your Christmas budget on yourself instead of focusing it on giving to other people. And like I said earlier, it's so important to really be sharing this with your family, especially your younger children, so that they understand the true meaning of Christmas. If all you do is sit there and do the holiday like traditions of, you know, Santa and ugly Christmas sweaters, which I'm not against at all, so don't be going there with me. But if that's all you focus on, then that's all they're going to believe that Christmas is. That's all they're going to think about. They're not going to realize that there's a more important reason behind Christmas, that there is a more meaningful and purposeful thing that can actually, you know, spiritually fill you and make your cup full and happy and actually, you know, make a difference in other people's lives. And so I just really want you to think about that when you sit down to do your budget and to really contemplate like what it is that you want your budget to really say about you and about your family. And yeah. Okay. So point number two is I want you to fight discontentment with purpose. So I know that we can be so unhappy sometimes with the gifts that people give us because we look at them and we're like, oh my gosh, I don't like that. Do they not know me at all? Like, why would they get this for me? This is terrible. This is ugly. This is, you know, we just think about all these negative things and we come back with like, oh my gosh, now I have to be grateful for something that I don't like. How can I give this away? How can I? And that's just where our brain goes instead of thinking, well, being grateful for what it is that you get, right? So instead of thinking those ways, fight it with purpose. So again, sit down, create a mission, create a thought process, create a goal of what you want your Christmas to look like. Do you want it to be focused on things? Do you want it to be focused on, you know, the marketing schemes, the things about me, the Santa and all that, which is okay. If that's what you want, that's okay. But just think about the fact that when you're focused on yourself and it's all about me, it's less of like, it's discontentment. Like you don't have joy. There's no happiness behind that. There's no thankfulness. There's no gratitude. It's all negative thoughts that just come out during that time when we are focused on ourselves, when we are focused on receiving rather than giving. All that comes out is things that you probably don't really want to be. You don't want to be discontent. You don't want to be unhappy. You don't want to be so busy that you can't, you know, really remember what it is that you did. You just really, you want to be joyful. You want to be happy. You want Christmas to be memorable. And if all it is you are focused on is the receiving, then unfortunately, discontentment is just going to follow. And if you are so super busy that you don't have time to slowly go through things, then again, you're just going to be discontent because you don't have the time to really sit down and think about or enjoy the moment. That's what I'm trying to say. You want to be able to enjoy the moment. You want to be able to savor everything that you do, to watch your children open presents with a joyful heart, to be thankful for what they get instead of opening it, ripping into it, and you spent a lot of time and money getting that gift, and they're like, oh, I don't like this. I don't want it. Take it back. How hurtful is that? Like, that's not something that we want to be teaching our children, and we get upset with them for that and really try to teach them, you know, it's more about the gratitude and the fact that somebody is giving you something, you still need to be happy about it. But I think because we are so focused on the gifts and receiving that we are not able to think about the joy in what it is that we're doing. We're not able to be happy about the fact that somebody actually thought about us, which during Christmas, I do think it's kind of hard to really have this heart of being joyful of receiving something that somebody thought so hard about you, because I feel like we have gotten into this world where we are expected to buy things for other people or expected to give things. And it's not like them giving out of the goodness of their heart. It's more out of a, oh, it's Christmas, so I have to buy them a gift kind of thing. And I would like to get away from that. I would like to try to find a way to give gifts that are more meaningful. For instance, when I was reading that blog post, I had the greatest idea to maybe this year, instead of giving out physical gifts, I may just write everyone that's important to me a letter, write something that's super meaningful, maybe attach it to something that maybe I've baked, because, you know, when you bake something, it's a lot more meaningful and there's more heart put into it, more thought put into it. You know, and who knows, I may come back and say that I did something different, but like, I just had this idea to really write everyone a letter that's important to me so that they know that they're important to me. And when you sit down and actually write down a letter, it's so much more meaningful. It brings so much more joy to somebody else because you actually thought about them. You took the time to write a letter, which is not common these days, right? And so I know that Christmas cards are a thing, but this is different. This is more in depth that I want to really focus on. And I think that that would be a great thing to do. It would give my Christmas purpose. It would give my Christmas a more meaningful thing, a more thought-provoking thing. And it focuses more on the giving rather than the receiving. And especially, it's not something that has monetary anything attached to it, right? So it's more meaningful because instead of them going, well, this only cost $10 and you didn't really think about me because it only cost $10. Well, what if my budget couldn't afford something more than $10? Maybe I could only afford something that was $5. And here it is, the person receiving it is super discontent. Like, that's what I want to get away from. I want to get away from the negative connotation that comes with the gift giving at Christmas, because everyone expects this high, expensive, amazing gift that they see on TV because the marketing is like, oh my gosh, you have to buy this or you don't love your children. And I am not for that. So I think I really want to try that. I want to make Christmas this year different. And I think that you do too. I think that you want to be able to share with your children the true meaning of Christmas in a way that's not going to sour their heart, that's not going to give them discontent and give them a reason to be upset with the gifts that they give, but teach them how to truly enjoy the gifts that they give. I mean, sometimes I really think that people who don't have a lot of money are blessed because they are more excited, more joyful, more loving with a gift regardless of what it is. And sometimes I feel like we are entitled brats, and I hate saying that, but I feel that way myself sometimes. I know that I have went to Christmases expecting something more, and all I got was a silly little plate or something like that, right? But they still thought about it, and maybe they were excited about it, and I didn't give them the joyful, happy, oh my gosh, this is awesome, thank you so much, I really like it. I just gave them a, oh yeah, great, what am I gonna do with this? Right? And so really, us in the United States, us where we have a whole lot of income, which you may not think that we have a lot, but compared to those who barely have a dollar to their name, we have a lot and we're able to give a lot. The fact that we can even make a Christmas budget is amazing. And if we are spoiling it on ourselves and focusing on ourselves instead of, you know, the true meaning of Christmas and giving, and I'm not saying that you can't give gifts. I'm not saying you can't go to those parties. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that I want your heart to be focused on the right thing. And so it can just be so easy to not be focused on the right thing if you are only focused on yourself. That's the struggle with selfish thinking, right? The sin nature comes out and we only think about ourselves instead of others. Okay, so point number three, which I've kind of touched on a little bit, is to make it memorable. Make your Christmas something that you can remember, not something that you're so busy about that you can't, you know, breathe, that by the end of the year, you're just so exhausted. The end of the month, you just are ready to move on and be into February already because you're just that exhausted. And yes, when you are serving and giving, you are busy, you are going out and doing things, but I don't want you to be so busy with the parties and the giving and the constant moving. I want you to slow down. I want you to think about and create, you know, maybe a mission statement, like I mentioned earlier, a mission statement of what it is that you want this Christmas to look like. And to set it up and create a schedule that is not like fully booked pack where you're doing something every single day, because that's not going to bring you a memorable Christmas. That's going to bring you an exhausted, busy, undelightful discontent Christmas, right? Instead, slow down. Pick a few traditions, one or two that you really think will bring you joy, will bring your family joy, will help you spiritually keep the heart, the true meaning of Christmas in your heart. And it will just really take you further if you're able to do that. Instead of speeding up and doing a whole bunch of things, do a few things good, a few things well with the best of your ability, and then just really sit in it and mull it over and talk about it with your family and really enjoy what it is that you do, what it is that you are doing, because that's what's going to make it memorable. That is what's going to get you focused on the right thing and to prevent the entitledness, right? If that's even a word. But it's going to really push you forward to make your Christmas actually meaningful. It's going to make it memorable because you are doing important things and you're not going so fast that you have no idea what it is that you're doing. We want you to slow down. We want to really embrace the season and really think about what it is that we're doing so that we can, you know, remember it. If we are so busy that we are exhausted, you're not going to remember that. You're going to remember that you were excited to be done, and Christmas isn't as joyful that way. I want your Christmas to be joyful. I want it to have purpose. I want it to be memorable. And the only way you can really do that is if you create an atmosphere around joy, if you create an atmosphere of love, of giving, of serving, of gratefulness, of what's the word I'm looking for? Of being grateful, gratitude, that's the word I was looking for. And really just embracing that, then your Christmas is going to be so much better. Focused on the people, focused on the giving, focused on others in your life, even if it is just your family, just those in your household, that is perfectly fine. You don't have to be focused so much on the outside world if you still have the time and the capacity to focus just on your family and really do like those random acts of Christmas kindness for each other. You're going to immensely see a shift in your heart from all about me to all about you. And it's really going to change the way that you think about Christmas and bring Jesus back into what it is that you're doing. Another thing that I've tried a few times in the past is doing like a Christmas stocking for Jesus. And as you do those random gifts of kindness, you put it in, like you write it down on a piece of paper and put it in Jesus's stocking, which I don't have a link for that, but I'm sure you can look it up on Pinterest and find it somewhere. But it was so great to be able to pull those out and look at them on Christmas Day and see all the great things that we did for Jesus. I think that would be another great thing that I might add to this year's, you know, Christmas schedule, right? or Christmas activities, Christmas traditions, whatever it is that you want to call it. There are so many things you can call it. But I think that would be so much more impactful, so much more memorable, so much more, there'd be so much more learning and focus on other people rather than what the world wants us to think about, which is receiving. Like, what great, big, expensive gift are you going to give me? When you sit down and you think about all these ways of focusing on giving and serving and then focusing on finding joy instead of discontentment and then making it memorable and actually creating a plan, creating a mission for Christmas that encompasses all of this, your budget doesn't have to be as big. You can do so many amazing things on less money because you're not focused on the biggest and most expensive gift that the world is trying to market to you or to your children. And it just makes things so much more impactful. Now, like I said, don't get me wrong. Yes, if you want to give gifts, give gifts. I'm still going to give gifts this year, like buying presents and everything. But I'm going to also add in the more meaningful and impactful gift giving and serving and, you know, creating a joyful atmosphere so that my children, who are young and impressionable, will actually understand the true meaning of Christmas and actually learn what it is that God did for us when he sent us his son to be the ultimate gift for us to be able to go to heaven, right? He sent his son as a sacrifice for us, and sacrificing ourselves for those we love in a manner of like giving and serving, I think is so important to show to our children how impactful it is to do that. So you can do it in any manner that you want, you know, make it as elaborate or small as you want, but just really I advise to add these pieces into your budget, into your traditions, into the atmosphere of your Christmas so that you can have a joyful one that's not focused on money. Money is just a tool that you can use to make somebody else's life better through your serving and giving, through creating that joyful atmosphere. But don't focus it so much on the presents so that you can, you know, make a joyful Christmas, make it memorable. Okay, so before I turn into a broken record repeating the same thing over and over, I am going to stop here. But I really pray that this episode has touched your heart, that it has opened your eyes to what the world is trying to do to Christmas, how it's trying to monetize it and make it all about the gifts, or I should say the presents and the receiving. It's more focused on me rather than you, and we just really don't want that to become what Christmas is. We want it to stay the humbling experience that it should be, the giving to others and serving others so that they feel loved, instead of trying to figure out like, what can I do for this person, or what can I give this person so that they get me something even better? That's just the thought process I don't want you to focus on during Christmas. So I want you to sit down and create a mission statement for Christmas. Create a plan that you want your Christmas to feel like, what you want your Christmas to look like, and really what it is that you want to do. What kind of impact do you want to make on your family, on the world, on those who are in your lives? Like, what is your mission for Christmas? And then tweak your budget around that. Like, do you need more money in the giving area? Do you need less money in the whole budget altogether? Like, maybe you thought you needed to bring in more money on the side through a side hustle or something. And with this new mission statement, you realize that you don't have to, right? So just really sit down and then bring your mission over to the Facebook group. Bring it over. Let us share together what it is that we've learned, what it is that we are growing in, where it is that we maybe struggle, and how we can help each other, and really just bring ideas to the table on what our missions could be for Christmas, and realize that it doesn't have to be the same. Everybody's can be different. Everybody is going to be different because everybody has different desires, different priorities, different, you know, likes and dislikes. And so that's why it's so amazing to just connect and see what other people are doing, because maybe they're doing something that maybe you're like, oh my gosh, that'd be so great to do. Kind of like when I found this rack thing, right? Okay. So I pray that this episode has blessed you, and I hope that you come and share your mission statement in the free Facebook group, which is bit.ly/ the One Income Family Community. And again, the links will be in the show notes. So if you didn't catch that, you can find them there. I will see you again tomorrow on another of the Christmas budgeting series right here on the One Income Family Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.